We are a community of faithful Christians, armed with the cross and the blood of Jesus. Holding firm to the word of God, we will give no ground to evil. Today we reaffirm that our lives belong to Jesus Christ, and we will worship him all the days. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I am Deacon Bob, and on behalf of the pastor, Father Mario, and our very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we welcome everyone to St. Cyril. We are so very glad you have joined us this morning in worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To any visitors with us here today, please know that our doors and our hearts will always be open for you. It is always a privilege for me to be back here at St. Cyril for a weekend Mass. If you recall, I was here nearly 4 years before leaving Houston in October 2017 for Indiana due to a career relocation. I have always worked in the heavy industrial construction, primarily in oil and gas, building oil refineries, petrochemical plants. Prior to leaving in October 2017, that was actually the fourth time that I had lived in Houston. So I had to wonder, somewhere in the back of my mind, could there be a fifth time? I am personally pleased to say that fifth time has occurred.
Yay.
Thank you. Somewhere my household goods are on a truck, somewhere between Indiana and Houston, Texas. Now, I am a slow learner. I always thought that oil and gas was bringing me back to Houston. However, it has finally dawned on me that since it is God who opens doors and has done so 5 times for me to live in Houston, perhaps he wants me to stay here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I do believe I will listen to him this time. Now, interestingly enough, one of the first calls I made when all the work arrangements were finalized was to Father Scott. I wanted his opinion on the possibility of coming back to St. Cyril. So after listening to me explain things, his first comment on the phone to me was, "Who is this? Stop calling me." Well, of course it wasn't. I followed protocol and I contacted Father Mario. And without hesitation, Father Mario said, "Absolutely, please, by all means, come back to St. Cyril." So I am back. I am a little older. I am a little grayer. But I am very blessed to call St. Cyril home again.
Thank you.
And yes, I still expect full congregation participation when I speak. Amen?
Amen.
So just a month ago, we celebrated the birth of Jesus. And through his birth, a boundary was crossed. The boundary between heaven and earth, creation and creator, divine and human. The boundary was crossed as the divine came in the flesh as Jesus of Nazareth. And a few weeks ago, we celebrated his baptism. And on that day, we recall that some 30 years after his birth, Jesus, who came to take away the sin of the world, stood on the shores of the Jordan River along with others, waiting to be baptized. Jesus doing the baptism with others is not to be overlooked. He does this because the offer of redemption he is bringing is not to be made at some obscure distance. Rather, the offer of redemption is to be made next to and within all of humanity, sharing in the human condition that all of us experience. And so Jesus, the man, stands with others and is submerged into the waters of conversion. And upon coming out of the water of the River Jordan, the Holy Spirit appears, and a voice proclaims, "You are my beloved Son." That proclamation is the Son of God being presented to the world. By our baptism, then, all of us become daughters and sons of God. We become brothers and sisters in faith, sharing in the same human condition as Jesus, sharing in the mission of Jesus. And we are blessed here today at St. Cyril, for we will participate firsthand here shortly as we baptize four this morning. The birth of Jesus, the baptism of Jesus, and then in today's gospel, Jesus reads from the book of Isaiah, and he announces that he is the fulfillment of the prophecies in the book of Isaiah. You know, the absolute fantastic thing about Jesus coming in the flesh, Jesus being baptized, Jesus fulfilling the prophecies of the Old Testament, the very Word of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, all of it is fantastic because it is timeless and it is constant. And all of it speaks directly to who we are and what we are about. Amen?
Amen.
You know, the absolute first thing we should always recognize about ourselves is our inherent value as creations of God. God never loves us because of the size of our bank account, what career we have, what material success we have. He loves each person the same because your value and mine does not come from what we own, what clothes we wear, or what car we drive. Our intrinsic value as a person comes from the truth that God created each and every one of us. And then he sent his only son for all of us. And that son went to the cross with the sins of the world and died for us. And so regardless of our status here on this side of the cross, we are all of equal value before God. God gave us all that he had. He gave his son, Jesus Christ, the single greatest gift of all of humanity. Understand the magnitude of that gift. You know, some 2,000 years ago, on a Friday, on a cross, on a hill called Calvary, the man named Jesus was crucified and placed in a tomb. And 3 days later, that tomb of Jesus was empty and a light was ignited that day. The cross, once a symbol of torture and death, now fully blazed with the glory of God as the darkness of sin was shattered and completely overwhelmed by the light of salvation. Evil was defeated. Evil could no longer keep humanity in darkness and the chains of sin. That is the greatest gift ever. Romans chapter 6, verse 6 tells us, "For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that our sinful body might be done away with. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him." That is the value placed upon you and me. We are deemed so valuable. God came in the flesh, died for us, rose for us. Amen?
Amen.
And along with understanding our value, we next have to understand the hope, the absolute hope that is ours in Jesus Christ. You know, throughout life, we all have hopes. You hope you get the job you interviewed for. You hope you pass the test at school. You hope the person you like likes you back. But those kind of hopes, those are based on external conditions. And fulfillment of those kind of hopes is based on someone else's response. But the hope we have in Jesus Christ is an absolute certainty. This hope leaves nothing to chance. This hope is anchored on the fact of Christ's resurrection from the grave and that he has gone ahead of us to prepare a place for us. From John chapter 14, verse 3, Jesus tells us, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will receive you to myself, that where I am, you also may be." We can have our hope fully satisfied that the place Christ is preparing for us is ready, because with Jesus, nothing is left to chance. Everything Jesus promised will be delivered just as he said. Now, even though we understand our incredible value in God's heart, the absolute hope in Jesus Christ, we must also recognize that life on this side of the cross is not static. Rather, it's a continuous journey. And sometimes the path of our journey in life is easy, and it's basked in a warm sunlight. And in those good times, raise your voice, raise your heart to Jesus Christ. But those other times, we may find that our path in life goes through some dark shadows, some disappointments, some painful and sorrowful times. But understand at times like this, it is within our power to turn our sufferings into the occasion to grasp the hand of Jesus even tighter. And when we turn to God during times of pain and trouble, do so at the beginning, not at the end. Don't let that pain and trouble fester and then turn to God as the last resort. God is the ever-present help in all matters. From Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear when the world comes at us. So when hard times come, and you think to yourself, I can't overcome this issue, God says, with me, all things are possible. When your inner voice says, I am weak, God says, no, you are strong through me. When your heart feels surrounded by darkness, God says, I will deliver you. And when you feel defeated, God says, no, stand up, for you are victorious. Understand that hard times may be difficult to get through, but in the end, God will deliver you to his light. Never let the tough times in life make you sour or bitter and harden your heart. Instead, bear those tough times trustfully, and in doing so, you will learn more of God's love and his power to bless us all abundantly. Trust in God in hard times and praise him as you do in the good times. Do this, and even in the darkest hour of life, you will be able to depend upon the peace of Christ to see you through. From Joshua 1:9, God says to all of us, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Know that you are priceless in God's heart. Know your hope in Jesus with full certainty. And know that no matter what happens, God is always with you, and God will always deliver you through. Thank you, St. Cyril. It is a privilege to be back here. May God bless each and every one of you all your days.
Amen.